These are the more feminine clothing.
That's Zami Hemingway. He's a transgender man and the youth program coordinator for the San Francisco LGBT Center. He's showing me the closet he's been organizing all day.
And then this end one is our more westernized traditional masculine clothing.
The closet overflows with clothes for LGBT youth who can pull items from it at any time. The youth program also offers free services like counseling and hosts events like weekly dinners and movie nights.
We provide a space for youth to build community with one another and find ways to move from surviving in the world to thriving.
Many in the program are homeless queer youth of color seeking refuge. Support and resources, Hemingway says, have become increasingly important in the last few months.
After the Trump administration went to office in January, there was an influx of youth who start moving to the city.
He says they're coming to San Francisco because they're afraid to be trans or gay in the communities they've grown up in. But the fear isn't limited to those fleeing to the city.
Trevor Lifeline, this is Ryan.
The Trevor Project is a national crisis intervention hotline for LGBT youth. Laura Sims is the training coordinator.
That day after Trump was selected was our highest call volume in the history of our organization.
Callers told Sims they fear rejection, violence, and losing rights they had under the Obama administration. But Fred Schein, president of the Republican LGBT organization The Log Cabin, says he doesn't understand that fear.
In terms of specific LGBT threats, he said nothing. He hasn't made any threats. In fact, he's made very positive statements.
Schein says President Trump accepts marriage equality and has spoken of protections for LGBT people in housing and employment, addressing main concerns. But Hemingway says the fear he sees is legitimate, so he tells queer youth.
You have a team of folks who are in your corner helping you get to your destiny.
And he encourages them not to let fear hold them back from getting there. For the Hearst Foundation, I'm Jess O'Connor reporting.